Hey there, everybody, and welcome to Fearless Thinking, a podcast designed to help you navigate authentic leadership and the entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Michael DeVue, and these are my thoughts, lessons, and insights from my entrepreneurial journey into coaching, workshops, motivational speaking, and of course, what I picked up from interviews with inspiring leaders and entrepreneurs along the way. My mission is to help people unlock their untapped potential by using fear as a catalyst for powerful change and growth, so they can step into the greatest version of their most authentic selves. All right, let's get into some fearless thinking. Hey, fearless thinkers, welcome back to Fearless Thinking. I'm your host, Michael DeVue, and this week, you know, we're going to explore a few, not new concepts specifically, but I'm working on a bigger project right now that I kind of want to lean into a bit and share with you guys. So I'm kind of wrapping that into this week's episodes. And today, we're going to talk about fearless launching. You know, the topic every entrepreneur wrestles with, launching your business, that initial leap out into the world can be both exhilarating but also paralyzing, especially when it comes to ideas about fear of failure, the unknown, feeling overwhelmed with information overload. All of these things, of course, can hold you back. But what if, you know, you could use that fear as a fuel? This is kind of what I talk about, you know, with the Fearless Road and the coaching and consulting and the motivational speaking that I do with Making Fear Your Friend, which is really learning how to use fear as a catalyst, as a tool and a fuel and a guide on your road to success. And you know, it occurred to me, what if there were a supportive community designed specifically to address these anxieties and help propel entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, towards a better and more successful launch? Sort of, you know, the entrepreneurial roller coaster, if you will. It has so many ups and downs. You know, getting excited about an idea and getting thrilled and passionate about a launch, getting that idea out into the world, comes with a lot of energy behind it and a lot of that first steps excitement, getting that idea produced into a marketing initiative, a unique sales proposition or value proposition, or even a minimum viable product phase. And let's face it, you know, starting out a business of any kind is a thrilling roller coaster ride. And if you're like me, you know, I love roller coaster rides. It was funny. A friend of mine took me to Six Flags a while back, and I hadn't been on a roller coaster ride in, I don't know, I want to say 15 years, maybe even more. And the higher, farther, and more crazy the rides got, the more I laughed, just uncontrollably laughed at the thrill of it all. So I guess I'm kind of a thrill seeker where that's concerned. But I wonder if that's what all entrepreneurs really are in some way, shape, or form. You know, you're brimming with all these ideas about getting it out into the world, but where do we even begin? Like, where do we start? And there's a million questions that swirl around in our heads, waking us up every single morning, keeping us up late at night, about marketing and funding and team building, you know, how to create your market strategy, how to design your logos, your branding, your messaging. It's enough, you know, to make someone feel completely lost. And on top of that, you know, fear of failure and the unknown can be paralyzing at times. It can bring your productivity and your creativity to a complete dead stop. Even the fear of success, you know, when you get to that place where you're like, oh my gosh, it looks like it's going to happen. And you're like, oh, what have I gotten myself into? Can I handle what's coming? But here's the secret, you know, fear doesn't have to be our enemy. Like I say, you know, make fear your friend. You can make it your friend, actually. It can be a powerful motivator and a signal, actually, that you're on to something important. It's a signal that you care about. If you have fear coming up, if you've got bubbling fear, it's because a part of you really cares about the outcome and the results. And it also questions whether or not you think you're ready, right? That fear comes up to test us about whether or not we are prepared to step fully into this version of ourselves that we've told the universe we want to have, that we want to become with our new adventure, right? So this led me to an idea, and I came up with this community called the Ascend Hub. It's a one-stop shop for everything on an entrepreneur's journey that's launch related, right? I mean, it's more than just like a membership platform. It's a transformative journey where conquering our fear meets launching with confidence, right? So at the Ascend Hub, you'll find tools, resources, guides, workshops, coaching, mentorship, and most importantly, a very supportive network of other like-minded and like-valued individuals to help you thrive from day one when you step out onto that fearless road. You know, I'm very excited about this idea of building this community and this platform, this membership community. It empowers, it's designed to empower us in three specific ways. There's a lot of ways, actually, but using fear as fuel, you know, because I'm part of this and I'm designing this and I'm putting it together. Of course, you'll have access to me and my coaching and my workshops and my programs, which is, you know, about helping us understand that the anxieties that come with launching a business can be turned into a fuel for us through these workshops and coachings, creating a mindset of resilience, if you will. We can learn to reframe these challenges, turn those challenges into stepping stones. That's what's on my manifestation board. And these opportunities and use fear as a motivator to begin to push us forward and push each other, right? We can build confidence through the Ascend Hub. No entrepreneur is an island unto himself or herself or ourselves or themselves. The Ascend Hub connects you with experienced founding leaders. That's one of the unique things I'm doing with the Ascend Hub that I think is unique to this membership platform that I haven't seen in other platforms. We are building it with founding leaders. So each leader will be responsible for a particular area of focus, industry focus, whether that's sales, social media content, building, marketing, finance, strategy, you name it. Each area chat thread, we call them the exchange threads, will have a leader whose job and responsibility it is to help you, guide you, and create that content that supports you in that area of expertise. Successful entrepreneurs who've walked this process and done this, launched before, you know, will be there to help you on your way. You'll get mentorship, ask questions, gain invaluable insights from those who've actually been there, done that, you know, got the t-shirt, right? And then there's the power of connection. One of the things that's really amazing about a membership community like this is the collaboration, exponential collaboration effect. Collaboration is a key to a successful launch for anybody. And the Ascend Hub really fosters a thriving, or will foster a thriving online community where you can connect with those like-minded individuals and share your experiences and then learn from your peers. You'll never have to feel alone again on your journey. That is something I thought was crucial and important in creating this space. Having been on this, my own entrepreneurial path, I found it challenging being alone and isolated with my own thoughts. And I wondered if there were a way, a place, you know, these online communities, Facebook, LinkedIn, all these groups and stuff, they're just not doing it. They weren't cutting it for me. And if they're not cutting it for me, I could only imagine how other entrepreneurs were feeling, other leaders and mentors and people out there were just not getting what they needed from chasing those likes and subscribes. So I thought, create my own community with a little bit more focused support and real networking. So yeah, don't let fear hold you back. And if you are, join the Ascend Hub community this summer, coming this late summer, I should say, August of 2024. In fact, we're going to do round one membership launch, pre-launch specials this coming month. So be on the lookout for that, because the links will be below somewhere in the transcripts for the Ascend Hub, or just go to theascendhub.com and you'll see it. We're doing some incredible specials pre-launch. If you want to become a founding member, then that's the way to get in the door early and lock in those really incredible deals, you know? But join us over here. Join us at the Ascend Hub and help us learn how to help all of us take fear and turn it into our fuel, right? And help it propel our launches so we can all have successful launches as entrepreneurs, and then help each other, right? Become a mentor and a leader to somebody else by the things you know. Share your knowledge with us inside this space and help everybody raise up, everybody ascend, right, to greater heights and have a much more exponentially impactful effect and change on everyone, right? Create the impactful change that you dream of with the Ascend Hub behind you 100%. 100, I was going to say 100 steps of the way, 100% of the way. But, you know, this is going to be cool. I think it's going to be an interesting experiment and experience for all of us. You know, I'm very excited about it. It helps me bring the podcast inside. We'll be doing special live podcasting inside the Ascend Hub. My workshops on making fear your friend and using fear as a tool and a fuel and a catalyst for impactful change. All these leaders that are coming in that'll be providing their coaching, their mentoring, their programming available to you. And at a price point, guys, like literally, this is affordable. This is so affordable, way more affordable than the thousands and thousands of dollars I spent trying to get all these resources and all this help from a number of different places. I am now putting it all together under one roof. And we need your support. We need your feedback and your input to help us make it better, really serve you where you are. So that's important and crucial that you belong and you come in and help guide us iteratively on those changes and help us figure out where we need to focus our time and our attention. Where do we want to put that energy into workshops and content? What kind of resources should our libraries have to make sure that they meet you where you are, solve your problems, and create solutions for you when you need them? Yeah. So thanks for joining us on Fearless Thinking. I love doing this. I'm excited about this. I'm really excited. I hope you're excited too. Check it out. Let me know. And don't forget, subscribe for more inspiring stories and resources. You know, do the things, the likes, this is thing, all that stuff that I get irritated about when I'm like, oh, you know, but do all those wonderful things. give me a review of some kind. That would be amazing, right? And remember, the Ascend Hub's coming this fall. Check it out. If you want more information, DM me, you know, message me on there, wherever. Yeah. And I'll see you guys on the other side. Do some fearless thinking while you're at it. Think fearlessly, because it's a gift, and you're a gift to us, and you're a gift to the world with your entrepreneurial spirit. So yeah, until next time, I will see you later. Bye.